This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. French Foreign Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian has accused Australia and the United States of lying in a crisis over a security pact that saw Canberra scrap a plan to buy French submarines in favor of American vessels. The statement came on the same day that France's ambassador left Canberra. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
French envoy Jean-Pierre Thibault left Canberra on Saturday after Paris recalled its ambassadors to the United States and Australia. The diplomatic row erupted on Thursday. That was when Australia said it would scrap a $40 billion deal signed in 2016 for France's naval group to build a fleet of conventional submarines. Instead, Australia said it would build at least 8 nuclear-powered submarines with US and British technology, after striking a trilateral security partnership. France called that a stab in the back.
That's Reuters' David Doyle. U.S. Capitol Police say approximately 400 to 450 demonstrators turned up Saturday for a rally to support those charged in the January 6th riot at the Capitol. However, as AP's Julie Walker reports, they were vastly outnumbered by the media and a heavy law enforcement presence.
The rally took place in fields far from the Capitol building. It was ringed by heavy dump trucks. There were a few counter-protesters and a few scuffles. Police say one person was arrested for carrying a knife, but no major incidents were reported early on. Organizer Matt Brainerd, a former Trump campaign staffer, told the crowd, respect law enforcement.
This is about the many people who were there that day who have not been charged with violence, not been accused of assaulting a police officer, destroying property, and disparate treatment they've received.
Roughly 63 people are being held awaiting trial or sentencing in connection with January 6th.